on the 1st of June, it was announced on the internet through the website, London Gazette, that Stack had won the Queen's Award. And really, it's the culmination of 22 years of the public here in St Austell doing something about meeting the needs for vulnerable, needy, homeless people who, generally speaking, are fairly isolated, fairly lonely, and obviously in need of helping to get back into the community.
In terms of the award you were given, people might not understand quite how significant it is. It's the equivalent of an MBE or an OBE for a person.
That is correct. Yeah, 10 years ago, the Queen started the awards for the voluntary service. We were nominated last year and we didn't win. We were nominated this year and we did. And only two charities in Cornwall got the award. So it is a great honour. I'll be very humble and say we definitely deserve it. And thank you very much to everyone who volunteers here. Thank you to the trustees. Thank you to the public who supports Stack continuously.
We're here in the kitchen now, and out in the front room there are plenty of people who've come in and had today it's a bolognese and some crumble as well. For people who might not know, tell me about the day-to-day work that Stack does in the community.
Okay, well, originally, before we relocated 2 years ago, we only presented hot food for 1 hour only, 4 days a week. Then when we relocated here, we decided that the right thing to do was to be open for as long as possible, provided we got the volunteers. And we did. So we're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30 till 5. We serve hot meals at lunchtime. We serve sandwiches and that at tea time. But in the afternoon, we put on different events. Now, at first, the first thing we put on was a computer course, and that went down very well. In fact, it went down so well, we ran another computer course. Then after that, lots of other different things have been going on. We've had Cornish lessons, learning to speak obviously Cornish, mitten dar. Then we've got a knitting club. And so groups of people have been knitting different things for different reasons. But at the moment, we're knitting lots of flowers so that a local choir who want to buy them at £1 a go can wear them proudly on their uniforms for when they sing. And so we're raising money for Stack, but we're also providing a service to the community in that way. There are lots of other things that we're doing, but maybe that will come up in the interview a bit later.
I mean, one of the things that's been made quite clear about Stack is it's not somewhere where people just come and stagnate.
Correct.
You try and equip them with skills and not necessarily qualifications, although sometimes, but the tools they need to really move on.
Yes. Well, it's interesting because at first, people who arrive in need are clients. Then suddenly they feel at home, they feel safe, they feel like it's a good place to start using and honing their own skills that they actually used to have, or just try something new. I don't know what the percentage is, but a lot of our clients become volunteers. And then even further, some of our clients become volunteers and then become trustees. And even further, one of the original people who came as a client homeless nearly 2.5 years ago, he is now the chairman of Stack. So it is phenomenal just how different people are able to broaden their skills, broaden their confidence, self-worth, and things like that to be able to serve not just here at Stack, but to go back out into the community with a new confidence level.
You might have just heard tapping away in the background Ricky, who is a client who's become a volunteer as well. People will have, wrongly, I think, perceptions of the type of people who use community kitchens like this. It's not your stereotypical sleeping on a park bench idea that many people will have. All sorts of people come through your doors.
Absolutely. And we try to use the three words, vulnerable, needy and homeless, to try and encapsulate as many of the people as possible that do come here for help. Yes, we do have street homeless people, literally people sleeping rough, but the vast majority have got some kind of roof over their head. Some of them are what we call sofa surfers. They don't have their own accommodation, but people are willing to put them up for a few days or a few weeks. Then we've got others who have got particular issues. It might be a physical health issue, might be a mental health issue. And so in lots of different ways, we're here as a safe place where they can come, have good food at a very affordable price, and then be able to start building social networking in lots of different ways, face-to-face, using the computers, and obviously then branching out from there, which is really good.
I mean, a pound for today, a spaghetti bolognese, a peach crumble, a soup beforehand, a cup of tea as well. You can't say fairer than that. No. The people who come through your doors, obviously being vulnerable, they're going to have had some pretty unpleasant experiences, some of them. Do you think the community as a whole is doing enough to help vulnerable people in Cornwall?
It's very hard for me to judge Cornwall-wide. I can be a slightly better judge St Austell-wide because many, many years ago I was a councillor for Restormel. And obviously, as a Restormel councillor, I was made aware of particular needs that were there within my constituency. But since I've stopped being a councillor and just involved as a trustee here, I think the message is becoming loud and clear that first and foremost, we treat people as people. Secondly, we're non-judgmental. And thirdly, we're here to help in whatever way we can. Now, we can't solve everyone's problems. We can't be the answer to everything. But we can certainly, firstly, put food in stomachs. Secondly, we can signpost and help point people in the right direction to get further advice if needed. But what is the real success of STAC is that everyone here feels treated as a person rather than as an item or a number or just something going through the mechanism, which is great.
I think today we've had about 16 or 17 people, give or take, come through the doors for lunch. With the economic climate as it is, are you finding more and more people are using your services or coming forward?
Well, certainly the figures speak for themselves. Before we relocated, we served 800 meals. In the last year, we were at the old place. In the first year we were here, we served 3,000 meals. And in the last 12 months, we've served well in excess of 4,000. But it was our chairman who did the figures. And for the last 24 months, we've served 8,000 meals approximately.
It's an incredible amount. And as we look around the kitchen, you've got tins under the counter I'm leaning on. The cupboards are all full. But the one thing that comes to my mind is this isn't free. I mean, some things are donated, but you've got to pay the electricity. Yeah. You've got to pay for tea bags, things like that. How is it in terms of fundraising, getting the money in? Because we know lots of businesses are struggling. I wonder how it is for STAC being in the voluntary sector.
Right. Well, we honestly thought we were going to take a big hit during this austerity measure. And all I can say is the opposite. We found the public to be more generous. So, for example, the other day, someone came in, and although we have to estimate what people donate value-wise for accounting purposes, they donated what we estimated at £750 worth of food and provisions. And then the other day, someone, we don't know all the details, but we think it was someone who had died and their relative cleared out their kitchen and they donated what we would estimate at £275 worth of stuff. And so we are very thorough in checking our tins. Anything out of date, we can't use, but anything within date, we either use for this year, if it's dated this year, or we've got someone's garage who is now completely full. So if there's anyone listening, lives in the St Austell area and is willing long-term to let us use their room, their garage or whatever for storage, we are beginning to run out of room because so much food is being donated. Now, when we get a huge amount of food that we cannot actually deal with, then what we do is we contact the other charities in this area and the other providers, so some of the hostels. So the other day we got donated not 30 litres of milk free by the DCFA, which is the Devon and Cornwall Food Association. We got donated 300 litres by mistake. So we spent half the day going around delivering all this free milk and they were very, very grateful.
Just to bring it back around to the award, you want people to volunteer rooms or space if they have any. If people want to volunteer their time to an organisation that has justly been recognised for the work they've done, how can they go about doing that?
OK, the easiest way is to come to High Cross Street, St Austell, which is where we're located. We're just across from one of the banks and just down from the post office. Come in, meet my wife, Kim. She's the project manager. And we do have to have paperwork, unfortunately, in this day and age of EU law. We do have paperwork, so we get people to fill out the forms and then we offer them different opportunities to slot in. 2-hour slot here, 1-hour slot there, 4-hour slot. We try to be as flexible as we can, but we try and build a team. So we've got a team in the morning, team in the afternoon. That's the best way that it works. So come in and obviously find us. If getting into us is difficult, then do phone us on St Austell 01726 77457 and ask for Kim.
Well, Dave Matthews, a pleasure talking to you and many, many congratulations. A justly deserved award.
Thank you very much indeed. Cheers.